USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Since the radical left refuses to help him fight illegal immigration, President Donald Trump says he is still indeed considering releasing detained illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities in places such as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's home district of San Francisco.
California, the governor wants to have a lot of people coming in, refugees coming in, a lot of sanctuary cities, so we'll give them to the sanctuary cities maybe to take care of if that's the way they want it, because we can only hold them under the current law for 20 days.
Pelosi calls the president's idea despicable. The Treasury Department is slapping new sanctions on companies that do business with Venezuela. In a speech in Chile, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo pointed to the trade penalties as part of the Trump administration's effort to isolate the government of Nicolas Maduro.
The Treasury Department designated four additional companies, along with nine more ships that operate in the Venezuelan oil sector, including some that transport oil to Cuba.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Family apprehensions at the southern border have increased by nearly 375%, according to the Customs and Border Protection Agency in Arizona. Vice President Mike Pence tells CNN.
I think the president and I appreciate the fact that people around the country and even many people in the media are now beginning to recognize that we have a genuine crisis at our southern border.
Pence tells CNN the Trump administration will not return to separating families at the southern border as a way of deterring illegal immigration. House Democrats marked their first 100 days in office and the end of their retreat with a news conference. Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she doesn't pay any attention to President Trump's tweets.
I don't respond to the president's tweets. It's just, to me, it is unpresidential. We have serious work to do. What is his purpose in tweeting? I don't know. But our purpose is working together to get the job done for the American people. And really, not to inflame, but to unify.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Julian Assange is in a London jail while the United States works on getting into the United States. His lawyer, Jennifer Robinson, has concerns about a fair trial here.
We've had key political figures dating back to 2010 when these publications first came about and the criminal investigation was opened. High-level political figures in the U.S. calling for him to be killed by drone strike. Mm-hmm. This is a serious matter. So we are concerned about the prospect of a fair trial.
The WikiLeaks founder was dramatically arrested and carried out of the Ecuadorian embassy in London Thursday, where he'd been holed up for nearly 7 years. Ecuadorian officials have accused Assange of accessing the government's security files, playing loud music, and having no regard for personal hygiene during his stay at the embassy. Disney finally details its new streaming service. USA's Chris Martin says more.
Disney announced the new streaming service called Disney Plus last year, but it was short on details. That changed on Thursday. That's when executives finally unveiled the details, including a launch date and pricing. Disney Plus will launch on November 12th in the U.S. for $7 a month, or $70 a year if you can get an annual subscription. In its first year, Disney Plus will offer 10 original films and 25 original series, including 3 Avengers spin-offs. Disney announcing all 30 seasons of The Simpsons will be available from day one, along with nearly all the Star Wars movies, the entire Pixar library, and family-focused movies and shows from its Fox library, like Sound of Music and Malcolm in the Middle.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.